Do you hear the noises you're making, kitten? You sound so loud. Thrusting your chest into my hands as I twist your nipples. A few kisses behind your ear as you turning to putty in my hands. Watch yourself in the mirror, kitty. Don't you look gorgeous? Getting all worked up over some nipple play. Switching to rub small circles. You try to rub your thighs together to get some relief. It doesn't work. Not well, at least. But at least I continue to tease you. Sensitive nubs becoming all puffy. It's going to be hard for you to wear a shirt tomorrow. You're going to be reminded of this the entire time. Sitting on my lap, keeping my cock warm as you sit your back to my front. My hands playing with your nipples as you watch yourself fall apart. You're not going to be able to clear this mental image from your mind. Can feel how excited you're getting. Every touch making you want that much more. Oh, look at you being on your best behavior. You wish you could ride my cock, but I didn't give you permission. So you're going to sit very still. Only good kittens get bred, right? Which means you are going to have to hold back. You're going to have to listen to your owner. Not that that's hard for you. You barely have a brain to begin with. Getting you like this takes no time at all. I know your body like it's my own. Know exactly where to touch to make your seams come undone. Oh, I've got you, kitten. Relax against me. My hands are making you feel real good, aren't they? It's a welcome distraction from my cock stuffing you. Trying to stay still, your hole clenches around me every so often. Not by your own choice, just because your body is adjusting around me. The more I touch you, the harder it is to stay still, huh? That look on your face says it all, kitten. Don't you see how desperate you're getting? Rolling your nipples between my fingers. One of my legs hooks over yours, making sure you stay in your place. Your hips stop the rolling motion as you lean against your head on my shoulder. Oh, pressing kisses to my neck. I watch your nipples bounce back and forth between my fingers. You're going to be hating me tomorrow. But that's an issue for future you. Current you is loving this, aren't ya? Tightening around my cock, you push your chest further into my hands, trying to convince me to breed you already? It's not enough to have my cock inside your tight hole. It's not enough that my fingers are playing with your nipples to the point where pleasure borders on pain. You want to have my cum filling you up, want to feel it trailing down your thigh. You want to be bred until you're bursting, get knocked up like a proper kitten. It's never enough for a slutty little kitty like yourself. That's why you need an owner. If it weren't for me, you would be at the bars or on the streets, trying to find someone to stuff your hole. You're just not happy when you're empty, are you? And that's why you have to keep my cock warm. It's the only way your brain is able to form a thought. And that thought is that you want me to fill you up. You really only ever have one thing on your mind, kitten. It's obvious from how you fluster. Keep your eyes on yourself. I want you to see what I see. Aren't you irresistible? So fucking sexy, it's hard to keep my hands to myself. Luckily, like this, I don't have to. Your entire nude body is on display for me to do as I want. And what I want to do is to keep playing with your nipples, feeling you squirm against me, getting all worked up. Let those noises out. Don't be selfish. If I'm the one making you feel good, I should get to hear you. You're a good kitten, aren't you? Good kitties make noises for their owners. That way their owners know they want to be bred. Gotta use your words. Be vocal, kitten. Didn't think your nipples would be so sensitive. If I keep this up, you're going to come, aren't ya? Yes, you are. The cock inside you is sitting just right. Your nipples are pulsing in pleasure. You were hoping to hide the fact that you were getting close, weren't you? Such a naughty little thing. Twisting your nipples, you let out a whine, arching into the touch. The pain melts into pleasure, twisting back to pain again. Your hole clenches around the cock, feeling some of the pre-cum starting to leak inside you. It's almost what you want. More of a teaser than anything else. So you rock your hips a bit. Almost in protest. Almost in want. Watching the reaction on your cute face. How your eyes are starting to swell. My hands let go, giving you a second to catch your breath. You feel a heartbeat in your nipples as my hands move lower, tracing over your stomach and landing on your hips. Pulling you backwards, you feel yourself pressed harder against me. My hand reaches around, landing on your thigh. Closer to what you want. But not quite there yet, huh? Trying to keep your sounds inside. You feel my cock shift inside you. It's so much harder to keep a cock warm than you thought. You were convinced it was going to be easy, but forgot that you've only got one thing on your mind at any given moment. You only care about being fucked. So the second you felt my cock, you thought with your whole, not your brain. Your body is greedy for whatever I give it. Of course you weren't going to have an easy time sitting still. As soon as I filled you up, you wanted to move. You didn't care if I was fucking you, you were riding me, we were taking turns. As long as you got my cock breeding you over and over again. Just hate how it feels to have an empty hole. I know, kitten, I know. You're not happy unless you're filled with my cum. Just love how it feels too much. Keeping my cock warm is nice, but it doesn't scratch that itch. As you watch my reflection, you can't help but shift yourself, trying to ignore how badly you want to move. I think you've waited long enough. Be a good kitty and make me come. You don't need to be told twice. Instantly moving. You've been waiting for this all afternoon. Keeping the cock still inside you was too much for your itty bitty brain to handle. Oh, all you could think about was this. Bouncing on it. Feeling it fuck you just right. Ugh. Now that you're moving, you feel like you can think again. I'm too horny for your own good. What would you do without me, kitty? You would be completely helpless. My dumb kitten, this is all you're good for, isn't it? Just an empty-headed breeder. Only good for your hole and taking loads. It's so nice, so simple to be a kitten, isn't it? Moaning out your answer. Your eyes shut as you try to focus on your pleasure. While you look adorable like this, and I love seeing you surrender, you need to open your eyes. Watch yourself, kitty. I want you to see what I see. You're fucking gorgeous. Don't you see how puffy your nipples have gotten? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's from my touch. You let out a whimper as I lightly flick each one, feeling how your body spasms around me. It hurts so good, doesn't it? You want more, don't you? Not enough to finally be getting my cock. No, no, no. No, you want me to hurt you too. Aren't you the sweetest? As I twist both your nipples, your hole tightens around me. I keep thrusting, keeping the pace steady, making sure to not miss a beat. Oh, Love watching your reaction as you get fucked closer to the edge. Your whole easily adjusting around me. Happy to be taking something, to be filled, to be moving. Oh, you need it so bad. It's not enough to just have it inside you. You want to ride it, feel it filling you up. The only thing on your mind at any given moment is my cock. If you could spend all day on it, you would. You're insatiable, breeder. You're not happy unless you get a load a day. And you really thought you could be something other than a kitty slut, didn't you? It just doesn't make sense for you. This is where you belong. With me taking my cock, feeling every inch of me making itself at home inside you, your hole is going to be left in the shape of me. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is going to fit as good as me. You're going to try your fingers, your toys, and it just isn't going to scratch that same itch. I'm leaving my mark on you, kitten, ruining you for anyone else. It suits me just fine. I never liked Sharon. My hand climbs up your body, leaving your chest alone to wrap around your neck. You feel the warm hand settle at the base, heavy like a choker. I squeeze a bit, making it harder to breathe. You can't help how you clench at the feeling, wanting more of it. Can get little bits of air, just enough to breathe. Not enough to make it easy. With the throbbing of your chest and the lack of air, you don't know which to pay attention to first. Your body is slowly being overloaded with senses as I thrust into you. Look at yourself, kitten, not at me. So fucking sexy. Can't believe you're all mine. Such a good breeder for me. You'll do anything for a fresh load, won't ya? Yeah, just listen to how you moan. Such a fucking slut for it. What a good breeder you are. This is what you were made for, huh? Kittens like you aren't made for the outside world. You're supposed to stay inside. Be fucked and bred. It's how it should be. I'm tightening my holes around your neck. You feel the air cut off for a second. You thrust against me, shoving my cock deeper inside you. Oh, you struggle perfectly against me. Keep it up. It only gets me harder feeling you move like this. Yeah, that's it. Relaxing my hold. You notice a few tears starting to fall. Oh, it's okay, kitten. You're even prettier when you cry. Let those tears out for me. Watch yourself in the mirror. Look at how you've ruined yourself for me. Let it all out. Going to come on my cock soon enough. You'll get that breeding you want. No, that's why you're really crying, because everything feels too good. Your nipples pulse as my hand hangs heavily around your neck. My cock twitches just right, pushing you closer to the edge. It would be a lot for a regular person to handle. It's too much for a sensitive little thing like yourself. Oh, fucking take it, yes. Oh, so fucking pathetic. You have no idea how hot you are, Breeder. My hands that was resting on your hips moves to between your thighs, starting to rub you in time with the thrust. You can't tear your eyes off of the mirror. Oh, yeah. Keep your eyes on yourself. That's why we're in front of it to begin with, kitty. I wanted to show you what you look like when you fall apart. You try so hard to keep it together, only to fail so quickly. I don't know why you even bother with composure when you lose it. Oh, tightening around me. Your moans fill the room as I tighten my hold on your neck. The air strains slowly out. You rock your hips towards my hands. No air makes everything better, huh? Nodding your head yes because you don't have enough air for words. You gasp as I loosen my grip. My hand keeps moving, keeps stroking you. You take me slow, nice and deep, just how you need it. Going to breed you up, kitten. Going to fill you until you're bursting with gum. Going to have a little bulge from how much you take. Oh, not going to be left empty ever again. A good kitten is a bred kitten, and you're a good kitten. Keep your eyes on yourself. Doesn't matter how embarrassing it is. Oh, you can see how far you've gone. Are you? Fuck. I can't speak yet. I'm gonna come. Oh,
guess I came a little quicker than I thought I would. You okay, kitty? I wasn't too rough or anything, was I? With the attention I was paying to your nipples, I was worried for a second. They are really puffy. We should probably put ice or something on them. It's going to hurt. And it's going to be uncomfortable, but if we don't, it's only going to be worse tomorrow. You don't want to hiss every time you move, do you? All right. We will cross that bridge when we get there. You're clearly too fucked out to be making decisions right now. As some of my cum leaks around my cock and out of your hole, you can't help but settle against me. Your head happily lays against my neck as you take a deep breath. The soothing scent of cherry and merlot fills your nostrils as you make yourself at home. Keeping my cock inside. Do you not want me to take it out? Whatever makes you happy, kitten. I'm so proud of you. You handled everything really well. Let me play with your nipples. Kept your eyes on the mirror, even when you were coming. You should be impressed. I know I am. I almost wish we had filmed it or something. You look delicious like this. My sweet kitten. I'm so lucky to have you. I can't imagine being in love with anyone the way I am you. You're the best thing to have ever happened to me. Thank you for allowing me to take you apart like this. It is a privilege to feel you fall apart every single time, knowing I am the one who gets to carefully rebuild you. Always so happy and peaceful afterwards, laying against me, feeling my voice rumble against you. Your eyelids get heavy as you test out my softening cock. It stays inside you, keeping the cum in there as well. A smile's plastered on your face as you take another inhale of my scent. There is nowhere else you would rather be, is there? You're okay, kitten. I've got you. I'm right here. Not going anywhere. You did such a good job today. I don't think I could leave you if I even tried. I want to make sure you're okay. You took a lot today. I'm really proud of you. And sometimes pain makes you feel weird. I don't want you to think you did something wrong. All of it was in good fun because it felt nice, and you wanted more, right? That's right, my sweet kitten. It's all over now. You earned a rest. No, I don't think of you as just a breeder. You're my partner. My best friend, loving you is as easy as breathing air. Speaking of which, your own breathing steadies out. No longer panting, you feel heaviness in your limbs. Tiredness overtakes your body as you feel yourself relaxing around my cock. Keeping me nice and warm, darkness starts to win. You feel yourself sinking as you rest against me, my hands holding you. It's all right, kitty. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. Close your eyes. You're not going to miss anything. We're going to be like this when we wake up together. You're okay. I love you so much.